Sarah. My name's Sarah Flaxman. I'm from Whittier, California. I used to be in the service industry prior to weddings. So I did, you know, start off as a hostess and then did serving and then I did bartending. And then I worked myself into fine dining and I would do catering events for certain restaurants that I worked for. And we would do really high budget catering events, weddings, celebrity events. Not all the time, but every once in a while. And that was my first taste into events, just on a different scale, on a different view, perspective, right? Mm-hmm. I then became engaged and started planning my own wedding. And then that was the fire that was ignited. You know, that's what set it. So what I didn't realize what I was doing until I took the class, of course, but I was designing and planning my own wedding. And I did that over a year. I got engaged on New Year's Eve and then we got married on New Year's Eve. My 1 year's coming up this New Year's Eve. Yeah. So it's like all these little New Year's Eve milestones.
What you've accomplished in 1 year. That's fantastic.
Yeah, 9 months to be exact. So, you know, my husband was like, babe, I've never seen you so passionate about something. Why don't you look into doing like event planning? And then it never dawned on me. And I was like, I should. Like, I need to look into this, you know? What really capped it for me was the feedback that I got from everyone for my wedding. Everyone was like, wow, like, you should do this. You should do this as a living. Like, this is amazing. You're talented. So it's something that I never saw in myself, right? So that led me to doing a little search, and I came across longevity. And it looked – it was right up my alley. I was instantly attracted to it. I love the courses that you offer. And so that was it. That's all it took. I was like, this is – and it was, like, right in the moment of, like – the perfect start date. So it was just like boom, boom, boom. Everything just lined up. It was just one of those things in life. So I took the course at the University of Laverne, one of their extended courses. And my instructor was Michelle Garibay, who was amazing. I feel like she also kind of really molded me into what my idea of an event planner or wedding planner should be. So that was definitely a plus having her as my instructor.
That's great.
So I took the course and it really cemented that I was in the right place. You know, I was always kind of the person that everyone's like, okay, Sarah, those ideas are too big. Like, calm yourself, you know? And then all of a sudden I found myself in an environment that longevity created by this classroom, was the encouragement and inspiration, motivation to think big and to do big things. And, you know, I love that the educational tools that were supplied and then having the instructor who has tons of experience, huge experience, to kind of put it into real life. Like, well, this is how I did it. This is what you can do. Here's my advice. Do what you will with it. But it kind of guided me into like, well, I want to keep pushing. I want to keep doing more. Like, I want to get to where Michelle Garibay's at. Right. That was like my idea of thought process behind my classes. So from there, once I got certified, I didn't want to stop. Cause that was like my number. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, now that I don't have a class to go to, right? Yeah. I had one wedding with Michelle. She had offered the class at the beginning. She had a huge wedding. It was like 500 person, $700,000 budget. I was like, holy wow. Like, I'm in. So I got to do that one wedding with her. And then that's when I was like, okay, I need to do more weddings like this. So I applied myself. I put myself out there on, built a resume, and I ended up landing an internship with a company out in LA called Rockin' Events. Uh-huh. They took me in for a 3-month internship, and the owner, Jenny Chang, they don't typically take weddings under under $100,000. So all their weddings that I worked on over the summer were big weddings. I had a lot of experience in that field or that category, if you will,
right,
of the planning side, and I loved it, of course, naturally. So I did that for 3 months. And then during that, I met other, you know, wedding planner friends that I would occasionally like kind of freelance my time out basically. Mm-hmm. And then once the internship came to an end, I went back to Longevity. I signed up for WedTech to stay in the know of all the internship programs and stuff. And saw one for Kevin Lee. And I said, what the heck? Like, let me try. I didn't think I was going to get it. Cause I'm like, I know that the interviews are from all over the country and from all the students. So yeah, I applied.
Many students, not all, because not everybody takes a chance or takes action. You know, we all sort of self doubt, right? So there's probably a lot of people who are like, oh, I won't get that. Or that's not.
Which I was like, I was a typical person of that mindset. I was like, I'm not going to get this. Like, but you know, I'm going to apply myself. Mm-hmm. So that's what started. I just, the decision to make action is like, was what.
Step, right. Moving. Showing up is the first step. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
So, I applied and I got a interview call back and, I ended up getting an internship. And so I went there and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I didn't know what to expect. Cause like now I felt like this was like really next level, you know, I was like, oh wow, it's really exciting.
That wedding you did with Kevin, with a lot of the other students, that was a $2 million wedding.
Was it a $2 million wedding?
Yes.
Holy whoa. I was like, okay, it's about probably a million.
Right. Yeah. They had a lot of different
million. Wow. Okay. That's really interesting to know. Fun fact. Wow, that's crazy. That was a gorgeous wedding. I was so thankful to be a part of that one. Oh man, I'm always on cloud nine after your internships when I like leave them. It's so much fun. And you get to meet a bunch of interesting people, not just the celebrity or whoever, you know,
right.
Like I get to meet these really cool people in the industry that I get to connect with, and you never know what's going to happen down the line or whatever, you know.
Right.
But back to the internship though, I hit it off with Brittany. Her and I became like besties for that week. Yeah. Weekend.
Kevin probably gave some of the best compliments, highest compliments from that team of interns for that group.
Really?
He said it was perfect. And I was like, are you sure it's perfect? Because you know, perfect is nothing's perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh, wow. What a compliment. That's amazing. Yeah, it was really
obviously, you made a great impression, obviously. Yeah.
Well, so Kevin, I didn't get to work too directly with Kevin that first one because, again, it was a huge wedding. And so I mainly worked with Sergio, who really placed a lot of responsibility on myself and Brittany. And I think we just rose to the occasion and, which was really cool. It wasn't just like here, fix the chairs or light some candles. It was real like hands-on, hey, I need you to, basically manage and take care of all the bride and groom's family. And you're like, okay, sure. Like, you know, it was a big compliment and it was a huge step for me. Confidence wise, it as an event planner or an assistant coordinator or whatever you want to label it, it was a huge confidence booster, especially succeeding or, you know, rising to their standard, which I did. And so from there, it was like another one, just another fire, like a little spark was lit. So I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool. And I remember being determined that I wanted to make an impression. I want to be remembered. I want to be invited back.
Right.
So I did whatever I did, you know, I think the serving industry really has a foundation of,
customer service,
people skills, how to deal with different personalities, whether they're good or bad. You know, that coupled into learning what I've learned with event planning is just, you know, it works, at least in my case. So then again, I applied for the Vanderpump Gala and I got that. And that was really cool. Very different from the weddings. You know, obviously charity event versus wedding, same high profile, high budget, different experience. There I got to work with Lisa Vanderpump's team, which are really cool, really nice. That was fun because they had me basically, hey, you can talk to people. Let's go mingle with everyone inside and let's get them to, you know, participate in the auctions, the silent auctions. And, you know, so that it was that kind of interaction and experience hands-on with that. And that was really fun because I got to see a few of my favorite Vanderpump stars, Bravo celebrities. That was really cool. That was really fun. And I hung on to a few people from there that I've met, just to follow each other's journey and to see where we all end up.
Well, maybe, you know, they have events all the time. So, you know, maybe.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, we'll definitely keep in contact there. And then the last internship was, of course, with Kevin Lee again with the Quentin Tarantino wedding.
Yes, and congratulations for that. You know, you were hand selected, you know, for that.
Thank you. I was very flattered to say the least. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think my smile says it all. I was just like, you guys are choosing me to go? Like, of course I'm in. I'm in, you know. But that was really cool. Very surreal. That's the best way I can describe it. It was such a surreal experience. I got to work, you know, next to Kevin Lee. I was, you know, I kind of played the point of contact role between like the bride and the groom, or for Quentin and Daniela. I, you know, was the one talking and dealing with them, talking to Kevin, relaying messages, smoothing out the fire, putting out the fires, you know, just doing whatever I had to do. And so it was every task that Kevin, you know, dealt me, I would deliver. So it was really cool. That one, because it was such an intimate wedding, there's only like 20 people there, right. Very small knit, close friends. So there's a few moments where Kevin and I were just downtime and shared a little bit of his life, asking me about my life. So it wasn't just like, hi, I'm the intern for Kevin Lee. It was like, no, this was a great opportunity because I got to like really build a relationship with Kevin Lee now.
Yes.
You know, and if it wasn't for the internship program, like there's no way that would have happened. But you know, so that was really cool. So that actually led me and Kevin exchanging numbers and stuff. So I'm actually going on Monday to meet with Kevin to talk about some more work with him, assistant position work.
That's what he told me. He told me he was going to hire you. So
really? Oh my gosh, that's so great. Yeah, he hasn't really said like yes or no. He's kind of, I mean, I have a feeling, you know, but.
So, we'll still act surprised because when I spoke to him, he said, I'm going to hire that girl. So, he said, really? And he's like, he said, you were fantastic. So,
Oh my gosh. So. Yeah, it was at one point after the ceremony, the way they had the timeline was like hour of mingling and cocktails for like an hour with the guests to arrive, and then the ceremony for about 45 minutes, and then another hour of mingling cocktails while they like get ready, change, and then head to the second location. Mm-hmm. So right after the ceremony, Kevin's like, okay, you got this. And I'm like, wait, you're leaving? Like, what do you mean you're leaving? It's like he gave me his direction, what I needed to do. And he's like, you have my number. Call me if you need anything.
Right.
So like, I'm going to go finish setting up reception, making sure that's all good for them to arrive. And he's like, you can close it down. And I was like, okay. I'm like, come on, Lily, we got this. No, but so I did. Again, it's one of those things. I step up to the occasion, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was a really, like I said, it was the best experience I could have asked for. Given the, you know, the wedding and the high profile of the wedding and who I'm working with is also high profile. So it was just very exciting overall.
Well, you know, congratulations. I mean, you've come a long way in such a short period of time, but it's very exciting, right? And you know, sky's the limit. Sky's not the limit, right? You can go above and beyond. But I'm really glad to have had a chance to talk with you. I was curious to meet the girl that Kevin told me, you know, he was very excited about. So.
Oh, wow. That is like, I'm like sweating right now because I'm like so excited. Like. But he actually called you and had a conversation about me.
Yeah, we talked because, he has some more internships, so he's out. For the Quentin Tarantino one, I happened to be down in LA. He and I had lunch, and we were leaving, and I'm always bugging him for new opportunities for our students. So we were leaving, and I was like, come on, Kevin, I know you got stuff going on. What you got going on? So he was like, well, I do have this one thing. So that was exciting when he told me what it was. I was like, oh my, but then he was like, you can't tell anyone. I was like, what? I'm like, okay, it's a secret, but whoever gets
it. What's the worst, like when you want to share something, like you're like, you can't tell anyone yet. You're like,
you can share it now, but you know, yeah. So congratulations to you. I'm very excited for
you.
You know, obviously the number one lesson is showing up and taking action.
Absolutely.
People need to know that, you know, it's mm-hmm. No one's going to stop you but yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you know, I've learned on my personal journey is, and it's kind of in relation to what we're just talking about right now, but it's like you, especially with the program, you get exactly what you put into it. Mm-hmm. Like Longevity provides the tools, the hands-on experience, and it's just whether you applying yourself to it and keeping your whatever goal you have for yourself in mind and just keep like pushing towards that.
Right. Go get yours. No one's gonna mm-hmm. take it from me. There's a lot of students where there's some students where you don't hear a whole lot about them. I think they're just sort of, you know, unsure. And then there's students who are just like all the way up at the top. And it's that sort of same mindset. It's like I can do this. I can go after whatever I want. I can make it happen. No one's gonna stop me. Get out of the way, you know.
I was just having this conversation with my husband when I had just got the internship, and then Mary had messaged me saying that Richard Hallmark and herself were gonna do a little interview about my internships, and I was like, oh my god, this is so cool, you know. I'm like, I was having this moment where I was like, I can't explain it other than it's just surreal, because when I initially signed up and I saw all the spotlights and other people and I saw the internships that people were doing, I was one of those people where I was like, that's not going to happen to me. Like, I'm not going to get that, or, you know.
Yeah.
So now it's like I'm on the other side of the coin, and it's just like, wow.
Imagine if you listened to that negative voice and you didn't. And you sort of didn't even enroll, just keep thinking about it, right? Where would you be? Yeah. And then, you know, maybe you're a great person, you'll probably be somewhere else great, but maybe you're not, you know, doing something that you love, you know, you're just.
Exactly. And that's the main point is like, I could be doing something great, but will I love it? Yeah. This I love, I know I love it. Like, it's just like as cliche as it sounds, but like the fire was ignited when I started weddings, and it was just like, wow. Like,
I know, but you know, you told me that it was your husband who said, listen, you know, you're good at this. You should do this. And you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a lot of us do what we love anyway, because we mm-hmm. love it. And it's other people that pointed out to us that, you know, this is probably your calling. This is probably what you should be doing.
And that's exactly, it was like kind of started off as I love being creative. I love making things, doing things. Like Mary, we were talking earlier, she had mentioned, if I don't have something, I create it. We have the same thing. And I'm really good at it. Like, you know, like I'm really, I've always been that way since I was a child. But it was that little flip of, well, maybe have you thought about doing it for like event planning or design? You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I never think about that? You know, but I'm glad that it did. I'm glad I'm excited for whatever path I'm on right now.
Well, we're all standing by to hear how your appointment on Monday goes.
Definitely.
Definitely. And I know we have another internship with him, so you'll probably, if you're working for him, you'll probably be there anyway, but, you know, we'll be announcing that, I think it's coming up in January, so.
Ooh, awesome, amazing.
Yeah, well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time today. I'm glad we got a chance to connect, and, and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, and
thank you.
I'm so excited to cheer you on, and if anything obviously comes down the pike in your area, we'll certainly be reaching out again to let you know. So
we'll be here. Yes, please do.
All right. Well, thanks again. It was good to see you.
Thank you. So nice to meet you. Bye.
Bye.